On the other side of the room, Charity was covering her exhausted son with a blanket. Even Alicia had surrendered to fatigue, and now only the adults were awake.
I'll leave you to it, then. Have you eaten recently?
Sometime in the Mesozoic era, I said.
Sandwich?
My stomach made a gurgling noise.
Only if you insist.
I'll see to it, Forthill said. Excuse me. He went over to Charity and took her arm, leading her out as he spoke quietly to her. Now that her children had been cared for, she looked like she might come apart at the seams. They left the room together, leaving me in the dimness with Mouse and a lot of sleeping kids. I thought some more. I picked up all the facts I knew, turning them every which way, trying to figure out something, anything, that would let me put a stop to this insanity. The phages. The answer was in the phages. Once I knew their identity, I could begin to work out who might be using them and what I might do to learn more about them. There had to be a commonality to them, somewhere, something that linked them together, some fact that could provide me a context in which to judge their motivations and intentions. But what the hell could they have in common, other than being monsters who fed on fear? They'd shown up randomly in a bathroom, a kitchen, a parking lot, a conference room. Their victims had been disparate, seemingly random. They had all appeared as figures from horror movies, but that fact seemed fairly unremarkable, relatively speaking. Try as I might, I could find nothing to join them together to let me recognize them. Frustrated, I rose and went over to Daniel's cot. I called up my sight. It took me longer than normal. I braced myself and regarded the boy. I'd been right. He'd taken a psychic flogging. The phage had been worrying at his mind, his spirit, even as it had threatened his flesh. I could see the wounds as long, bleeding tears in his flesh. Poor little guy. It would haunt him. I hoped he would be able to get a little rest before the nightmares woke him up. I stared at him for a good while, making sure his suffering was burned indelibly into my head. I wanted to remember for the rest of my life what the consequences of my screw-ups might be. I heard a sound to the side and glanced up without thinking, turning my sight upon the source of the sound, a restlessly stirring Nelson. If little Daniel had been the recipient of a savage beating, Nelson's spirit had been in the hands of hell itself. His entire upper body was disfigured under my sight, covered in hideous, festering boils and raw, bleeding burns. The damage was worst around his head and faded gradually as it descended his torso. And each of his temples bore tiny, neat holes, sharp and cauterized, as if by a laser scalpel. Just like Rosie. Chains of logic cascaded through my brain. My head swam. I shoved the sight away from me, and my ass fell straight down to the floor. I knew. I knew why my spell had sent the phages after the carpenters. I knew why Molly had been taken. I could make a good guess at where. I knew what the phages all had in common. I knew who had sent them. The realization terrified me with a fear so cold and sharp that it literally paralyzed me. I could barely clap my hand over my mouth to keep from making whimpering sounds. It took me a while to force myself to calm down. By the time I did, Forthill had returned bearing sandwiches. He settled down on a cot, clearly exhausted, and went to sleep. I ate my sandwiches. Then I went looking for Charity. I found her in the chapel, sitting up high in the balcony. She stared down at the altar and did not react when I came up the steps to her and settled down on the bench beside her. I sat with her in silence for a minute. Charity, I whispered, I need to ask you something. She sat in stony silence. Her chin moved a fraction of a degree up and down. How long? I murmured. How long since what? She asked. I took a deep breath. How long has it been
since you've used your magic,